NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors won their first NBA title, beating the Golden State Warriors in Game 6. Also, some interesting final news. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, that was the other day, set an all-time high for viewership of a hockey game. So that's pretty dope right there. You got some passionate hockey cities, and maybe that's why, but I love watching hockey, but some people say they can't even see the puck move.
Well, and I feel like because it was just such like a close series and just such a crazy series, more people probably tuned in.
So, yeah, I enjoy it. So that's cool. Go sports. Yay. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving her position at the White House as press secretary at the end of the month. President Trump made an announcement. You guys may not know this, but he tweets things occasionally. So he tweeted that out telling everybody. Yeah.
Wait, do you think that has something to do with Alex being gone?
It could be. Could be another thing. No, Alex is off today taking a personal day. She's going to visit her grandma. Let's see what else is going on with that. Oh, yeah, she took over the role from Sean Spicer. That poor guy didn't last long in July 2017. Prior to that, she served in other roles dating back to Trump's 2016 campaign. Now, there's some sources saying she's considering a run for office as possibly a governor, maybe even in Arkansas. So we'll see what happens with that. Pork chop, this is scary stuff. I think actually everybody with an Uber and Lyft. This happened in Texas. An Uber driver in Texas was arrested for DWI after picking up passengers from a bar while she was drunk herself. The woman was speeding and drifting back and forth in between the lanes. The woman was pulled over and told the officers, "Hey, I'm an Uber driver. I'm just picking up my passengers." Well, she failed the sobriety test and told the officers, quote, "Well, just take me to jail then."
Uber,
yeah, they removed her from their app. I don't blame them.
Dude, I bet that honestly happens more than you think because
really?
Every single time I get in an Uber, they always have some giant like styrofoam cup from like a random fast food place. And they're always like slurping it down. And sometimes I'm like, huh, I wonder what is in that cup.
All right.
It can't just be Coke.
Pour up, drank. All right, parents, listen, it's not like something your kids can't hear, but maybe you don't want them to hear this. If you don't want to take them to a live concert of like a popular kids song, you might want to turn the radio down real quick. All right, that's your warning. With that being said, a Baby Shark live tour is in the works. It's going to visit 100 cities in North America this fall. The song Baby Shark was produced in 2015 by a South Korean company called, I believe it's Pinkfong, and has over 3 billion views on YouTube. The concerts will include Baby Shark, teaming up with Pinkfong to perform songs such as Five Little Monkeys, Wheels on the Bus, Jungle Boogie, and Baby Shark.
You better believe I'm taking all my nieces and nephews to this. I'm going to be the best aunt ever.
We love Aunt Liv. She took us to see Baby Shark.
We love Shark. They are expected to begin in October, and they should have a list of dates revealed on July 9th. So if they're coming to Indy and Houston, maybe we'll give away tickets for that. And Liv can go take your kids.
Yes, please.
Okay, now it's too fast for me. Yeah. I need to take a break. I have a headache. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, a few more stories here in Joe's Need to Know News this morning. Let's do something. Liv, you're on a health kick. You're pounding something right now. What is the drink you're having right now? Sorry, I wasn't trying to call you out.
No,
but...
it's a protein shake with almond milk.
For health?
And
is that why you're
berries.
Doing it?
Berries. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, maybe you can join this group of people in Boulder, Colorado. They're drinking their own pee, but experts say they shouldn't be doing that. The members of the urine therapy meetup group believe drinking the fluid and rubbing it on the skin has health benefits. Experts say there's no actual clinical evidence of health benefits from drinking your own stuff, and doctors would advise patients against it. They also say ingesting the bacteria found in pee can make you feel unwell and can lead to serious complications if you drink too much of it. So if that little program you're on right now, your detox, doesn't work, maybe you can try this.
Maybe. I heard they have a Facebook group. It's basically like... they think it's a cure-all to any, like, ailment or illness, even, like, mental, physical, anything.
You know what? You can't knock it till you try it.
That's true. Maybe you should try it, Joe. Oh, maybe this will work for, like,
anxiety?
A restart up of anxiety or a restart up for a weight loss journey. Just drink your own pee.
Yeah, instead of Paxil, I'll do pee. Yeah. That'll be great. Okay. And finally, this morning, in honor of Father's Day, these are the top 5 practical skills in a new survey. They say we learn from our daddy-o. Number 1, how to cook dinner or grill meat. Anybody learn how to grill the meat or cook from their pops?
No, my dad doesn't like not know how to cook, and he never taught me how to grill.
Okay, what about this? How to put up a tent. Did your dad ever teach you how to, like, not necessarily tent, but how to maybe put something together?
No.
Ooh, this is not good, Papa C. What about how to tie a necktie? Oh, wait, you're not wearing neckties.
Yeah, nope. Didn't do that. He taught one of my exes.
Oh,
but just not me.
Well, okay, then we're gonna give your dad a ding for that one. There you go, Papa C. How to hang a picture so it's level and won't fall. Nope. My dad had no handyman skills.
He kind of did that when I moved into my college dorm room.
My dad had like duct tape ability though. He was the king of duct tape.
My problem is like my dad just wanted to do everything for us.
Oh yeah. I think it's a fatherly thing.
But like my dad didn't even know how to preheat our oven. So like I had to teach him that, you know?
Look at that.
So it goes back and forth.
Reversing. And finally, how to build a fire. I look back and I feel like I'm like shaming my father. I don't mean to, but I can't think of anything my dad really I know he taught me some stuff like how to throw a baseball and stuff, but like my dad never taught me how to shave. That's not why I have a beard. But I look back at like my dad never taught me how to tie a tie. I don't know. Like,
really?
I wonder.
He didn't know how to do those things himself.
To be fair, my dad was like a salesman. He was a really good salesman. He was like fancy in suits. Liv, my dad all the time wore Velcro shoes. Like all
See?
The time
and
wore
maybe
Velcro
he wore
shoes.
Clip-on ties and you just didn't even know.
I never knew it this whole time. All right, hey, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories we mentioned online at joeandalexshow.com.